podcast takes a close-up look at controversial subject matter and hot-button topics, adding humor, cynicism, and a dose of reality to the stuff we're not supposed to talk about anymore. Politics, religion, sex, gender identity, violence, corruption. Nothing is left unturned in this lighthearted approach to information dissemination. The world is experiencing a pandemic of cowardice. 80% of people do not believe the craziness they've been coerced to agree with. Grab a friend, grab a beverage, and dive in with us as we take on the narrative and blast social stigmas with truth. Here are your hosts, Patriots Ray Amanat and Steve Reed.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody out in social media land, YouTube land, Facebook land, all that good stuff. Welcome to Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve. I'm Ray Amanat, based out of sunny Port Richey, Florida, and my co-host, Mr. Steve Reed, out of somewhere in an undisclosed facility in northern Texas. Steve, hello.
I'm in the bunker today.
I think this whole world needs to soon be in their own bunkers. I
mean, it's, absolutely.
Right. The news just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing, and it just, it's not getting any better. I hate to say this.
No, it's not. Ray, I have been in cloudy, overcast North Texas today. So there is a cloud cover, complete cloud cover. So it's very dark outside. No, but that's okay. It looks like it's going to rain.
Hurricanes, so you guys can have your clouds all you want.
It's all right. I'll take it. We need the rain. So, you know, Ray, before we get started, 2 years ago when we had this brainstorm about doing this goofy podcast, we were talking about, you know, we need to talk about different things that are, you know, like sex trafficking and religion and drugs and bullying and so forth and so on. We don't get to talk about that stuff very much because there is so much junk that's going on everywhere.
But unfortunately, all the junk that's going on is tied into sex trafficking and drugs, and it's all wrapped up into one story, and that story is this corrupt government.
Yeah, I will give that to you. I will give that to you. You know, Ray, we just had a couple of days ago that we had a little memorial, so to speak, in remembrance of
22 years ago of 9/11, of which when I woke up that day, I had just gotten out of the shower, I was brushing my teeth, and my girlfriend at the time had turned the TV on, and it was just on every channel, all the news channels, and she's like, oh my God, you need to come look at this. And I looked at the TV, and we were just glued to the TV.
Yeah, nonstop.
Watching one plane going, and then the second plane going, and then, you know, when they decided it was a terrorist attack. I don't know about you, but me being of Middle Eastern descent, that day my life changed because people looked at me different everywhere I went.
Where I
was fearful of, you know, if somebody going to look at me as, are you a terrorist or not?
Yeah.
And it was my childhood all over again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. My experience was similar to a point in that I couldn't leave the TV all day. And I just wiped out my calendar and said, okay, it's not relevant. And I was sitting in my living room just watching story after story after story after story. And it hit me, I mean, it hit me hard that day. But it hit me harder about 3 days later. We had gotten a copy of the Dallas Morning News. And in the middle of the paper, they had a section that was listing all of the people that they suspected had died in the event, in the attacks.
Right. And I expected more because it was the Twin Towers.
Right.
And, you know, but it was at the beginning of the day where people weren't at work yet. And you know, I talk about in my training seminars about fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
Everyone was frozen in disbelief. I mean, even us watching the TV, we were frozen in disbelief.
Exactly.
Not knowing what the heck was going on with our country.
Yeah. Well, my rude awakening that day when I'm reading that list, a name jumped out off of the newspaper. Here there are 3,000 or so names that are on this paper. And the name of one of the kids, one of the young men that was in my youth group several years before. He had just gone to work for Cantor Fitzgerald 2 weeks before. And he was killed that day. And so it became a real tragedy. I mean, obviously it was a major tragedy for everybody, but it became very personal for me that day. So I have a little bit different flavor on what's going on. So, you know, as we get going, Ray, I think we need to look at what a real hero is. So watch this with me.
Sure.
What is a hero? Every person is faced with a moment in their life where they have to choose to run from adversity or stand in its path and face it head on. That question could not be more clear than 9/11, when our first responders were met with an impossible choice: to run into burning buildings when everyone else was running away. And yet for them it wasn't a choice. That moment came, and without question, without a moment's hesitation, they ran toward the fire, toward the danger, toward sacrifice. 2,977 lives were taken that day, 413 of which were first responders. 343 were firefighters. We honor you. 60 were police officers. We honor you. 8 were emergency medical technicians. We honor you. And the rest, 2,564, were mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, brothers, and sisters. In a day of tragedy, we saw more clear than ever what it means to be a hero. And we will never forget. God bless their sacrifice. And God bless America.
I just know want I to thank forget. Producer Debbie for finding that content. That was a great, beautiful tribute. Those of you that are listening and didn't get to see the video that went along with that, please go to our YouTube page or go to our Facebook page and replay that. It really gets you going and gets you thinking again. Thank you, Producer Debbie.
Yeah. You know, Ray, it brings to mind who the real heroes are. It's our first responders, our police officers, our firefighters, EMTs, etc.
And of course, everyone's trying to defund right now. But hey.
Yeah, and our military. I don't care what branch of the service you're in, and what you're doing, whether you're stationed here in the States or you're stationed abroad, you're the real heroes. It's not the guys that play on a football field or a basketball court or an hockey rink or anything of that sort. Those aren't the heroes. It's not the people in Hollywood. It's not the people in the Senate or the House. It's not the president. It's the first responders in our military. They're the real heroes.
Speaking of our president, he was absent from all of the touchdown sites of where we were attacked on 9/11. He went to, what was it?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Alaska, and just did a, in my opinion, again, let's, we need to put our opinion-based comment up there, but poor representation of what a leader of our great country was, describing that situation.
Is that what you mean, Ray? Yes, we are an opinion-based program. It is our opinions, but it's all based on facts. So it's not necessarily the same opinions as our sponsors, affiliates, or our guests when we have them. These are our opinions, but they are based in fact. So,
do we have anything with our... Clucker in chief.
You know, Ray.
Wake the cluck up.
When producer Debbie sent this to me and I watched this the first time, I'm thinking, OMG. Could it possibly be? So, folks, comment and tell us what your thoughts are.
President Biden is facing criticism for falsely claiming that he was in New York City at Ground Zero the day after 9/11. These are comments that he made yesterday during a speech to military and first responders as he was marking the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attacks.
Ground Zero in New York. And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell. It looked so devastating because the way you could stand.
But that's not actually true, and now the White House is weighing in. For more on this, let's turn to CNN's Daniel Dale. He is here with a fact check. When did Biden actually visit Ground Zero?
He went 9 days after the attack, Brianna, September 20th, 2001, when he went with a bipartisan delegation of senators. I asked the White House last night about this claim. They provided a photo of him there on September 20th, reiterated that he was there that day. I think some people might say, oh, okay, you know, he was there.
A matter of days.
9 days later, maybe he forgot, and maybe he forgot. But look, it's 9/11. It's sensitive. He's speaking to military and first responders. So I think the facts matter.
The facts matter to the people, but not to the guy that mumbled his recollection. We'll just say he misremembered.
It's CNN that's kind of throwing him under the bus.
Exactly.
Not Fox News. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe people are waking the cluck up.
Yeah.
And they're writing on the wall.
I'm dumbfounded that as you said, that number one, CNN actually reported on this, but I'm dumbfounded also that he keeps doing this, and he is a pathological liar, and the lies are, it's not just one or two little things. I mean, he's a plagiarist. I mean, it's just.
I don't know how his press secretary, Jean-Pierre Philippe, whatever her name is, I don't really care, keeps a straight face when she does her press meetings. It's one lie after another coming out of her mouth as well.
Well, Ray, I've got a great quote I want to share with you that I think it's very fitting. Well, here we go again. Joe Biden is lying again. So speaking of Joe Biden lying, check this one out.
And he has done, I don't know if it's similar things, but he's sort of told some stories that don't line up quite like this before.
Yeah, this president has a pattern at this point of either inventing or embellishing stories about his own past, his biography. He did it 3 times in one speech last month alone. He claimed he had witnessed a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh when he actually showed up about 6 hours later. He claimed that his grandfather had died just days before he was born himself at the same hospital. In fact, his grandpa died more than a year before in a different state, not the same hospital. And he also repeated a favorite false story that I and others have debunked over and over again about a supposed conversation with an Amtrak train conductor he was friends with, who was actually deceased at the time the conversation would have had to take place. And that's not all. There are some more serious ones, in my view. Previously in his presidency, he claimed at one point he'd been arrested during a civil rights protest when, in other versions of the story, he just said an officer had taken him home from a protest. He said he had visited the Pittsburgh synagogue where worshippers were killed in a 2018 mass shooting. In fact, he'd actually spoken to the rabbi, but never went. And he's made a whole bunch of others, too. He said at one point, Republicans like to bring this up, he said that he used to drive a tractor trailer, used to drive an 18-wheeler. Never happened. The White House later clarified he used to drive a school bus at one point for as a job briefly. School bus, of course, not an 18-wheeler. So whatever his intentions, whether it's, you know, foggy memory about stuff that's going on decades ago or deliberate embellishment, this is an unfortunate pattern that keeps coming up again and again with Joe Biden.
Daniel, thank you for taking us through this. We appreciate it.
The only thing that comes out of his mouth is crap.
I'm dumbfounded that people continue to believe him, and he just continues to do this stuff over and over and over. He never stops. I don't get it. But people believe him.
Well, I mean, and there are other people that are kind of the puppet masters that are pulling his strings. They're kind of scrambling and figuring out, well, who's going to replace him if he's not going to be the next commander in chief.
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, they don't have anyone.
Yeah. So we need to go to a commercial break, Mr. Steve. And
well,
Producer
you
Eddie.
Know, I can do that. So why don't we talk a little bit about another type of hero, and we'll see if I can play this one.
That's what I want. Latch on as soon as you can. Make it hard. If I stand on one leg, can you yank me off balance? Yeah. If I stand feet wide, can you pull me off balance? Come on, what's the matter with you? How you doing? What was the first thing she did? She walked away, she took her eyes off of me. She looked away. I take her purse, I run. She goes to security, she goes to law enforcement. They're gonna say, well, what did he look like? And you're gonna be like, it happened so fast, I didn't see him coming. You didn't see him coming because I made you feel uncomfortable and you took your eyes off me and walked away. The whole point is, and this does not mean I want you to go and flirt and talk to the person, or I don't want you to go, I see you. You know, I just want you to, you know, that's a cool shirt. I'd like to get that because my kids are in soccer. I'm letting you know I'm aware of you. I'm letting you know I can describe you.
How you doing?
We have a lot of things in the works right now. We're meeting with the Hernando board, Hernando County School Board, to hopefully get into the elementary and middle schools, as well as we are doing a presentation for another fitness group this Saturday, and more to come. We've got a couple things we're doing with groups of people with special needs that live independently and how they can protect themselves based on their abilities. So lots of good things coming up out here in Florida, but we would also like to come out to your neighborhood, anywhere in the country. So just get a hold of us. You can go to our website at heroesinaction.us. You can email me at ray@heroesinactionnow.org. And as we are a nonprofit, you know, we do have overhead costs, and we don't typically charge for anything. Everything we do is based on donations. If you believe in our message, if you believe in what we're doing, it is making a difference in our communities. You can use this QR code or go to our website and make a one-time or recurring donation, which would help go a long way for us in continuing our mission of preventing any form of bullying, violence, or stopping human trafficking through education. Please help. Thank you.
And Ray, I understand you've got a school that you're going to be doing some things for, and no names mentioned, but I understand that you have a real estate company that is going to be sponsoring you going into a school to work with some of the school kids.
Absolutely. Dennis Realty, based out of here in Florida, is sponsoring us to go into middle school in their area. We just got to figure out which one they want us to go to and work out all the details with the school administrator. And it'll be an all-school assembly or multiple assemblies, depending on how big the school is. So we just got to work out the details. But yeah. Yes, we got a sponsor to get us into a school and empower lots of kids and the school staff as well.
That is fantastic. So more and more companies like that need to step up to the plate and see if we can protect our kids.
We're looking for partners. We're looking for sponsors to spread the word, yes.
Very cool. All right, Ray. Well, we got to keep things going, keep it lively. Is there anything else going on in the news these days?
Oh, I don't know. You're going to have to show me on your end. I mean, there's a lot. I think things that have to do with California, things that have to do with, what's that other one?
New Mexico?
Let's start with New Mexico, shall we?
You know, Ray, before I do this, one of the great things, probably the greatest thing about the United States of America is our Constitution. Yes, sir. So that's our Constitution. So let's see how many people really value the Constitution.
But your point is valid.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency, and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the debate about whether or not in an emergency we can create a safer environment. Because what about their constitutional rights? I took an oath to uphold those too. And if we ignore this growing problem without being bold, I've said to every other New Mexican, your rights are subrogated to theirs. And they are not, in my view.
Wait a minute, okay. You're talking about crimes. There are already laws against the crimes, so how are their rights?
I got it. But again, if I'm unsafe, who's standing up for that right? If this climate is so out of control, somebody should do something. I'm doing as much as I know to do.
Madam Governor, yep. Do you really think that criminals are going to hear this message and not carry a gun in Albuquerque on the streets for 30 days?
No. But here's what I do think. It's a pretty resounding message.
You know, that's a load of BS, and I just want to go.
Ray, you know, it's pretty pitiful when the governor of New Mexico says that she is more important and smarter than the Constitution.
And you know what? She has armed security that keeps her safe, but she doesn't want anyone else to keep themselves safe. Yeah. She has police chiefs that are coming out in her cities in her state against her, saying, I was elected or voted in to uphold the Constitution, and I will protect the Constitution. We will not listen to what this person says. And they're trying to impeach her, and I hope she gets impeached and say bye-bye.
But you know what, Ray? I was thinking about this when I saw that interview with her, the press conference. I was thinking, okay, she has decided that she's going to declare a state of emergency for the children, and she is going to nullify the Constitution. What other part of the Constitution is she going to nullify? I'm thinking some brave New Mexico resident, you know, for that matter, it could be you or me, we should just show up at the state house in New Mexico and say, you know what, we are declaring a state of emergency and we are going to totally disregard the electoral process, and we are now taking over the state house because we've declared a state of emergency. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says, we're going to become the new governor.
I think that should be the National Guard or
Guard. Sheriffs.
The police chief that said that I will uphold the Constitution. He should step up and say, you're done. You're out of here.
Yeah, you're removed from office,
if you just enforce the laws that are in place.
Exactly.
And arrest people and don't let them go on a zero bail basis or anything like that.
Exactly, exactly.
You'll fix that problem. You know, they're making the criminals out to be the victims, and the innocent citizens to be the terrorists or the bad people that, oh, we want to hold on to our guns and our Bibles and everything. No.
You know, more and more cities, and I don't know what the status is in New Mexico. I haven't had a chance to do the research on it. But more and more cities are saying, or communities are saying, that we're not going to prosecute petty theft, as they call it. And that's the things like less than $900 or less than $700 for shoplifting. They're just not going to prosecute. Well, you start prosecuting those people, they are criminals. Okay?
So
start prosecuting.
Let's educate the public a little bit. A rapist doesn't start out as a rapist. It starts out as a peeping Tom.
Yeah.
Gets away with it, a voyeur. And then next thing you know, that peeping Tom breaks into a house and just stands there watching you sleep while he masturbates. He hasn't done anything except break into your house. And then each time he gets away with it, it's another high, it's another high, it's another endorphin. Next thing you know, he goes, he wears a mask and he commits the act of sexual assault. Yeah. Next thing you know, he doesn't even care if you see his face because he's going to kill you. Yeah. Every time you let somebody get away with any type of a crime, starting with the basic, being a peeping Tom or a voyeur, if you allow them to get away with it, they're going to see, what else can I get away with?
Exactly.
If it starts with shoplifting, well, I didn't get in trouble, I got a slap on the wrist. What else can I get away with?
Yeah,
and it keeps escalating until they're doing property damage, and then they're going to do physical harm to innocent citizens.
Well, and Ray, it's just like a drug to them. You know, you may start out with marijuana, or maybe it's a glass of wine or a bottle of beer or something like that, and then it escalates, and now all of a sudden you're hooked on drugs, and you need more and more and more, whether it's illegal drugs or prescription drugs. And that's the nonsense behind all of it.
I saw a news piece last night. I don't know if it was New York or California. That California, I believe, where all the stores, all the elitist stores, the jewelry stores, the perfume stores, and everything that all the people love to go to, it's a ghost town. They're all boarded up and shut down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Businesses are leaving in droves because they're tired of the looting. They're tired of letting the law, that government, letting people, well, if as long as it's under $900, then you can't really prosecute them. It's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's you violate my house, my business, or anything, you need to be put in jail and be taught a lesson.
Yeah. Well, if the governor of New Mexico thinks that she can get away with disarming people the way she is doing it, telling them that they are not allowed to exercise their constitutional rights, Charlton Heston has something to say about that.
It would take freedom away. I won't say those fighting words for everyone within the sound of my voice to hear and to heed. From my cold, dead hands.
That is 100% correct.
Classic.
Yes.
That is classic. Ray, you know.
Another break.
Yeah, we do. So hang on one second.
Life isn't always sunshine and roses. Sometimes it's full of roadblocks. The kind that aren't as easy to fix as filling a hole or repairing a car. Personal roadblocks are another thing altogether. Why do I feel stuck? The same things anger me every time. Why am I doing this anyway? Fixing it yourself can be frustrating and confusing. And if more than one person is involved, DIY might mean destroy it yourself. Maybe it's time for another solution. Steve Reed shines a light on your roadblocks and helps you find the best way forward for you. Stephen Reed Ministries, bringing light and hope for a victorious life. To overcome your roadblocks, schedule an appointment with Steve Reed today.
You know, Ray, it's not just the life and the marriage coaching. I do a lot of executive coaching as well. In other words, if they've got a roadblock of some sort, I can help people past those different roadblocks. So it's not just the life coaching things that I do. I help a lot of people deal with emotional trauma as well, whether it's the aftermath of divorce or rape or molestation or physical, mental, sexual abuse, etc. I've been doing this for the past 30 years, specializing in dealing with those people that have dealt with emotional trauma. I help a lot of people understand their personality temperament as well as that of other people. I help people understand what it takes to live out your dreams and how to soar. The best way to say it is I help people become the best they can possibly be, no matter what. So I've been doing it for a long time, and I love doing it.
So let's put your contact information on the ticker tape at the bottom.
That would mean I have to find it.
Get a hold of you.
How about that? info@StephenReedMinistries.com. And Stephen is with a P-H, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-R-E-E-D, ministries.com. Started off with an info. And if you want to check out my website, it's real easy, StephenReedMinistries.com. Happy to help. And help you get past some of those roadblocks, some of the speed bumps that you may be encountering on a regular basis. So, having a blast. Love doing it. Yeah, I know.
So,
are you not impressed?
I want to touch on a little bit about that also. You know, you've been licensed. You've got all the past history and experience to be able to help people. But then we have these politicians. What makes them the experts to go about and tell us what's right, what's wrong, and how we should live our lives? You know, they don't have any of these licenses or certifications or years of experience that you have in helping people. And here we have politicians trying to tell us what's right, what's wrong, and how we should live our lives. What, how much soda we should drink, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it just, irks me, and what makes them the expert in this field? You know, what makes them an expert on the topic of abortion? What makes them the expert on the topic of drugs, fentanyl? What makes them the expert on human trafficking? I've done my research. You've done your research on these specific topics. And I can say I'm an expert on personal safety, self-defense, and the prevention of violence. But these politicians, they're trying to come off as experts of everything, and they know best. It's their elitist attitude that's killing this country.
Yeah.
And I think the country is starting to wake up, but they need to wake up even more. Wake the cluck up, America.
Ray, I've got an absolutely perfect illustration of exactly what you're talking about from sunny California. Thank you, producer Debbie. Hold on to your Cheerios. Here we go.
You have a 7-year-old who's talking about having a potential to say, I being able to articulate that they believe that they are not the same gender as they are biologically, then it should be affirmed. And through care, it should be determined. And that's what we did with our own child.
There you have it, folks. That's the case for a new proposed law in California that would punish parents in custody battles who don't recognize the gender identity of their children. But there's a reason we don't let 7-year-olds make highly consequential decisions for themselves, for others, for our society, especially if they're based on fantasies that could have highly negative consequences for their well-being going forward. This proposed law is a sign of a deep ideological insanity and intellectual corruption in the state of California. Hey, give us a call.
You know what? I almost want to do a gender reveal and drop my pants and show my wee-wee and tell everyone that I'm a boy. Hey, guess what? I'm a man. It's plain and simple, gender reveal. Look at my junk. I mean, it's not hard as far as biology is concerned.
Right. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Would that woman, and I don't know who she was, I didn't, maybe producer Debbie can tell us who that person was. I'm assuming she's a state rep in California, but would that woman give her 7-year-old her credit card and say, have a happy time? Or open up her bank book and say, go do whatever you want to do. Or say, here are all the bills for the household. I'm going to let you take care of everything. Absolutely not. They wouldn't do that. You know, let's go to a fancy restaurant and you can order anything on the menu. No, they'd go to McDonald's and you get a Happy Meal. That's it. So the logic that they are using, there is no 7-year-old on the planet that can make a decision, can make an intelligent decision or choice about their gender. That's number one. Number two, God don't make mistakes. And he gave us a specific set of chromosomes for a reason, and there are XX or XY, and that's it. There's nothing else. So these people, they are blatant liars. And they are tyrannical, blatant liars. And I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I do.
Right, there is.
I just lost my sound effects, but that's okay.
there is a little bit of hope in sunny California. Let's see if we have a rebuttal to that.
I'm now in year 11 in the state legislature, and all the time we're proposing policies to protect children. After 11 years, I've come to a conclusion that we need to start protecting parents. That's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice and how their children are going to be educated, to the detriment particularly of children of color. In recent years, we have put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care. And now we have this, where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they're going to be taken away from the home. Now, I agree with both Senator Wiener and Senator Laird that Today, it only involves divorce proceedings. And frankly, a judge can already factor this in. But I can assure you, it's not going to end with divorce proceedings. In the past, when we've had these discussions, and I've seen parental rights atrophied, I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California. You need to flee. We are moving towards the pathway of the Handmaid's Tale. California is becoming the new Juliet. And it just breaks my heart. I'm born and raised in this state. I love this state. I'm not going to stay in this state because it's just too oppressive. And I believe in freedom. And so I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature.
I love that. He's going to move to America.
Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah. Absolutely. It's just mind-boggling. The lunacy on the left, and or the socialists, or the Democrats, or the progressives, or the communists, or the Marxists. I'm sorry for being so redundant. But if you vote Democrat, that's what you're voting for. I don't care if you're voting for a dog catcher. That's what you're voting for with that woman. It is absolutely insane what they are proposing.
I wish people would not vote because there's a D or an R in front of
Absolutely.
Someone's name.
I wish
people would vote for, is this person qualified enough run the country in a right direction that everyone benefits, not just the elites or not just the lobbyists or the pharmaceutical companies or anyone else. It
that
should
is so
be
true.
Everyone. People, wake up. Don't look at the D. Don't look at the R. Look at the person and look at their life experiences. Look at their training and their research. Look at who they surround themselves with and what their intentions are for this great country of ours. Is it going to help us or is it going to destroy us? Right now, we as a country are a laughingstock by other countries all around the world because of the president. You know, what he did in, where did he just go to, Vietnam? What he did in Vietnam, where the press secretary had to stop him and say, okay, thank you, it's time to go. And he's like, okay, I got to go to sleep. My boss told me I have to leave. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous. People, if you're not watching the news, wake up.
Ray, producer Debbie tells us that it was Representative Assembly Member Lori Wilson who was in that previous clip that was saying that we should let the children make the decision. And when you stop and think about it, all of this stuff can be traced back to... remember when Hillary came out with her book, It Takes a Village? They're basically trying to destroy parental rights in any way they possibly can and tell parents that parents aren't smart enough to raise their own children. I'm sorry, but if you have a child in California, you need to flee California and come back to America, as the second representative was saying.
Just don't bring their politics with you, please.
I would pretty much agree with that. There's no reason for them to bring their politics. So anyway, Ray, we got to take one more break.
DBM Network.
Yep, we got to take another break. Here we go.
Now your DFW events can be listed on a DFW event segment of OBBM Network News. New episodes posted each week are reaching people right here in your own backyard. Get in on this. Now it's affordable to reach thousands of people in new markets, offering exposure to your professional network like never before. Get us your listing by Tuesday at noon, and you'll be included in the following week's release on Monday. Email info@offbeatbusiness.com for our digital media kit and discover a better way to reach DFW. Not hosting events? Your business will benefit from the exposure our events list generates. Take advantage of brand exposure on the ticker or with the logo graphic, video advertisement, even a QR code. Click on our QR code to access our digital media kit now.
and I am thrilled to be affiliated with OBBM Network on all of the major podcast sites like Spotify and Apple and iTunes and iHeart and Rumble and so forth. So follow us there and follow.
If you're viewing this and you would like to be a partner or a sponsor on our show to increase your brand and increase your footprint, because we are marketing more on a national level now, we're airing on a national level, please reach out to us or reach out to Susan at offbeatbusiness.com. And she'll be able to tell you everything that you need to do to become a sponsor on their network as well as on our show.
And Ray, they can also reach out to us directly at Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve at gmail.com. Taboo Talk really? With Ray and Steve at gmail.com. And if you've got suggestions for programs that or topics or guests, we'd love to hear from you. So don't forget to like, share, comment, follow, whatever, everything subscribe. Related to us. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. So we would love to hear from you as well. So, Ray, I was gonna pull up some things also about the latest things with both Biden and all of the corruption things. I'm hearing that Kevin McCarthy is going to do an inquiry of
impeachment.
And basically what that's doing, that's opening up the doors so they can do more subpoenas and hopefully get more information, more bank records, etc.
It's not just impeaching Biden. It's also looking at the other corruption, and hopefully they will address and take down other politicians that are in
absolutely
with the Bidens that are corrupt.
Yeah, because as Donald Trump says, they're not going after him, they're going after us. Mm-hmm. And the DOJ is going after conservatives, anybody that stands in the way of the corruption of the left, the progressives, the Democrats, the socialists, the Marxists, the communists. Ray, I'm sorry for being so redundant, but they're trying to destroy America. As Donald Trump says all the time, they hate America, and it's becoming more and more evident that they hate America. They do not like what we have built. So we got to destroy them. So when Trump is back in office, In a year and a half, then hopefully the swamp will be drained. Actually, somebody said it's not that is an insult to swamps. And Ray, you being in Florida, you've got swamps not too far away from you. So it really is an insult. It should really be said that it is the sewage that needs to be drained. So get rid of the rats and let them scurry away. So they need to be imprisoned. Anything else exciting happening? Yeah. So, anything else exciting going on?
No, we're just doing our thing here, going out and spreading the word and trying to keep it peaceful and safe for the people of Florida. And yep, we'd like to come out to your neck of the woods. I want to go on a nationwide speaking tour. We should go on a nationwide speaking tour. And do Taboo Talk shows in front of a live audience.
That works for me. Great. Hey, Ray, I agree with you completely, but give us a 36 update. You guys missed the bullet, dodged the bullet from the hurricane from a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Any aftermath in your general area? Any problems?
No, I mean, it was, the cleanup was fairly quick. The areas that
That's
were
good.
Underwater, I went back the next day or next couple days, and they had everything out of the house that needed to be thrown away out
That's
on
good.
The sidewalk. The water was gone, and
Excellent.
People were working on the repairs to their property. So, Debbie
Excellent.
And I pretty much have decided we now know where not to live. we're not to buy a house.
I understand. I understand.
But, once she finds a place for herself and I find my forever home, that would be awesome. But right now we're just focusing on building a business. The housing market is not the greatest because the interest rates, because of inflation, because everything right now, everything is still too costly out here. So I'm not going to until the market gets back to normal.
On the other side of the coin, from my wife, the realtor, she says, date the rate, but marry the house. And the great thing is all the speculation is, number one, next year the rates are going to start coming down some because it's election year. And then number two, after Trump is reinstalled as the rightful president, he'll bring the rates down again. So go ahead and start looking for the house.
Fingers crossed.
All right. Ray, I think that is that's just about a wrap for our illustrious event. Once again, it's
been
a pleasure.
We'll keep our eyes on the news cycle as far as topics to talk about on the show, but if the news starts getting boring and not much going on, then if you'd like us to talk about something, please message us go to Facebook Live and let us know, hey, can you do some research and talk on this topic? And we will try to get a guest on our show that's an expert in that field, and we'll just have a little discussion with them as well.
Ray, as a teaser, we do have an expert coming on in a couple of weeks that's going to be talking about the pharmaceutical industry and doctors and how doctors are getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little teaser.
You don't want to miss this one, people.
Oh, man, it is going to be great. So no slander involved. We're not going to point out anybody in particular. But, folks, it's an eye-opener that everyone needs to see. So, right? Have a fabulous day, and once again, many thanks to producer Debbie for all of her hard work in helping us to stay on track. So, y'all have a blessed day.
Viewers, our subscribers, everyone that watches,
absolutely,
we're here because of you.
Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve. If you have suggestions for topics you would like us to discuss, or you would like to become a sponsor, reach out to us today at tabootalkwithrayandsteve@gmail.com. In the meantime, check out the other amazing programs on OBBM Network on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Join us again for another fun and informative opinion-based episode. This is Taboo Talk with Ray and Steve.